وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. And for humanity, there are a lot of things we need to do outside and inside, internally and externally. One of the things that we have to do internally for the sake of humanity and for our sakes at the end of the day is that we need to fix and rectify ourselves. And where do we begin? The Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the manual for humankind, is that we begin with our hearts. And the heart, as we mentioned in previous episode, we're not talking about the organ, rather we are talking about the essence of the human being. Now, in the same way that the body gets sick, the heart also gets sick. The difference between the body getting sick and the heart getting sick is that when the body gets sick, it could be fixed, and if it's not fixed, that disease would end in this world. So even if a person dies with, for example, with a disease like cancer or whatever, that, you know, these diseases that can kill a person, but that's it, that's the end of it. And then they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go to a different life, and they have, you know, Allah is merciful, Allah will reward them with plenty of rewards. However, when it comes to the diseases of the heart, the person will be diseased and sick in this world, and he will also be diseased and sick in the hereafter. So it continues with him, because his essence became polluted, his essence became ill and sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a classical, beautiful example of this. You know, one of the most beautiful verses of the Quran, even though all the verses of the Quran are beautiful. He says, "Man kana fi hadhihi a'ma," whoever in this world is blind, "fahuwa fil akhirati a'ma wa adallu sabila," he in the hereafter is even more blind and more misguided. So you can see that this misguidance and this blindness not only limited to this world, but actually it carries on with the person as he moves to the next realm. Therefore, we understand that we have a job to do here, and we need to work and fix and cleanse our hearts. And this is something that we have been speaking about before. Now, when it comes to Iman or belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an act that stems from the heart. Having good actions and good deed also from the heart. Having good morals and akhlaq also from the heart. All of these things, they enlighten the heart and protect it from diseases and sicknesses. While disbelief, bad actions, bad akhlaq on morals and ethics, all that would lead to the heart being black and being diseased and being polluted. So we have to look at this heart and try to work on it as much as we can. In the narrations of the Ahl Bayt alayhum as-salam, they look at the heart in many ways, in different ways. And they classify the heart in different ways. And they talk about the fact that most of the sins come from the heart. Once the heart dies out or it becomes hard, all the sins attack the human being, it's because of the heart. So if you look at the words of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wasalam, and obviously I can't go through all this hadith because we will be here for a long time, but I'm trying to bring to your attention that this topic of the hearts has been mentioned a lot in the words of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and we come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, when it comes to this heart, like we said, we have to make sure that we cleanse it and we work on it. And as always, we always keep mentioning that the first step to prevent the heart from being sick and diseased is the fact that you need to understand the disease itself to learn how to prevent it. Like, if you guys remember, we are not far away from the pandemic, from the COVID-19 pandemic. People were taught and told what the virus is, how the virus is contracted, and how to prevent it. I mean, if they told us there's a virus and they never told us what the virus does and how it, you know, moves around, me and you, we won't be able to protect ourselves. But because we understood the virus and we understood everything about the virus, we knew that we need to keep our distances, wear masks, and be secluded, and what have you. So we've done a lot of, we went through a lot of measures just to make sure that this virus does not attack me or you. And sometimes we had to go through very strict measures in order to protect ourselves. This is what we call in Arabic, or in terms of akhlaq, al-wiqaya, protection, prevention. So we begin with preventing and protecting ourselves. You take care of yourselves. You become more aware. You avoid falling into sin. You avoid the haram itself, that act which is forbidden. And it is the easiest way for a person to protect himself and not to fall into sin and not to pollute the heart by obviously always putting your defenses up. Now, this is something that me and you, we always do. And I'm very sure you might have done this at least once or twice, that every time you buy a new phone, while sometimes you're at the shop as you buy your phone, straight away, the first thing that you buy is a case and a screen protector, because you want to make sure that this phone does not get scratched, or if it falls from your hand, would not break. So the first thing you do to your phone is protection, is that wiqaya. They're trying to prevent harm coming to your phone. Now, the soul of the human being, the heart of the human being, is much more important than anything in the world, whether it is a car or a phone or a laptop or a house or whatever that needs protection, that sometimes we spend time and money trying to protect, but we prevent our hearts and we leave them open, and we prevent any disease or whatever wants to come to our hearts, we leave the doors open to it. So the first thing we need to do is always put guards when it comes to sins. And that's obviously by understanding what these sins are, how they work, how they affect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as marad, as a disease, as a sickness. It's not an easy thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call something a sickness. He's trying to bring my attention and your attention to something that's worth looking at, something that we have to take seriously. Because some of the diseases of this world, or the diseases of the body, can actually kill you. And obviously you try to do your best to prevent yourself from, you know, getting any of these. Same thing with the heart itself. Some of the diseases of the heart, they can kill the person in this world and kill him in the hereafter as well. And we're talking about the moral death rather than the physical death. Allah says they are alive, but actually they are dead. We'll leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.